Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
Hello, and welcome to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. Are you wanting more than the mundane and mediocre out of life? I know I am. Do you long to be living your purpose full on? Well, stay tuned for today's show and let this moment be the beginning of your epic life. Our guest today is Dr. Pat Basile. She's a girl from the Bronx who heard the voice of guidance and said yes to it over and over and over. And this path has led her to living an epic life. She's gone on to be a fabulous author, coach, talk show host, philanthropist, and the creator of Transformation Talk Radio. And that's why I'm here today. So whether she's singing Radiohead or playing some of the most conscious music on the planet, she invites everyone to bust the crust and show up as your true self. Get ready to take can't from your vocabulary and open to your epic life. Welcome the Oprah of Talk Radio, the pioneer of crust busting, Dr. Pat Basile, to Opening to Ecstasy. Welcome, Pat.
Oh my gosh, this is so great to be here with you. I thank you so much for asking me to come on and chat with you here. And you have a fabulous show, a powerful message. And it's been really cool kind of watching sort of the evolution of Lynette. You know, that could actually be like a film, couldn't it?
You're very sweet, Pat. You know, I listened to, I interviewed you in September, and I listened to part of the show before I did this one because I wasn't sure what I was going to ask you, and I just kind of wanted to get in the flow. And I thought, you know, I'm really ready today to take that step and live epic. And as I say that, I feel like I just start crying because I know that you really took a chance with having me be a host with zero experience, and all I had was guidance from spirit to do it. Not even a whole lot of desire, just a conviction, okay, I'm guided, I'm going to do it. And I was listening to myself and I thought, you know, I still have sounded, I can still hear how I've been playing small, you know, and playing on that part of myself. And you've been such an inspiration for me. You really have. So if there were such a show, the evolution of Lynette, you would definitely be a big chapter.
Yeah. Well, you know, what's interesting about this is that, you know, each of us, our individual world is a unique and individualized representation of the whole universe. And it follows the same laws that are governed by the universe, the same principles, right? You know, they're stimulated by the same mind. And so when you have the mind of whatever you want to call it, God, spirit, universe, when you have the mind of God that's manifesting in your life, then you have that spirit within. So there was no risk, you see, at all. Because if we're all operating with divine intelligence, which is epic, by the way, divine intelligence, then divine intelligence is acting in all of our affairs, you see? So there is no risk. So if you're plugged in and I'm plugged in, then everything that we do or say is governed by this intelligence. It's completely transformed by the intelligence. And, you know, it is that power that creates and sustains everything. And in this moment right now, it's that same power that's creating everything necessary to our having a fabulous show.
It's so interesting because when I talk to you and you speak like this, it resonates with me so highly that I find myself not wanting to talk. I was going to go into the space. I'm like, oh, okay, this is a speaking show. So I just want to go into this energetic transmission.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was doing an interview on another show not too long ago, and the gentleman came back and said, I got a question for you. And I said, well, what's that question? He said, well, here's the question. How do you shut up a radio host that now is being interviewed? And I just thought, oh, that's very, I say, cute, nice. I said, well, guess what? That question's not going to shut me up because here. And then I went into a whole rant on the question that he asked me. I said, the way that you do it is don't invite us to your program.
Well, it's not just radio show hosts that can go on.
Right, exactly.
So I know that you have experienced, I think, several of your own personal epic transformations. And I know that you teach individuals and corporations to, you know, experience their unlimited potential and to live epic. Mm-hmm. And you've gone there yourself. So for people listening who maybe haven't heard your story, could you just tell a little bit about some of the transformations that you've gone through that have taken you to this place of living epic yourself?
Well, you know, let's start with the basic. And, you know, people have asked me, I've been called a lot of things since starting radio. I mean, everybody, you know, sticks with the Oprah of radio. I don't actually know who came up with that, you know, but I've been called the queen of Pollyanna, the ambassador of positivity, you know, things like that. And you know, finally, I had to, you know, say, and this is a bunch of years back, I had to say, look it. I am a girl from the Bronx. You know, I am Patty from the Bronx. And let me tell you how that story begins. You know, I grew up in the projects. My folks came in from another country. Didn't know how to make sense of it. You know, my best friend was from a Puerto Rican neighborhood. At 7 years old, I was in Catholic boarding school when my mom died. And I could go on and on with the sadness of things, but let's take a different spin on it. You know, love my mother, even as a young child. Her loss was devastating to me. But my dad remarried, and I got to build a relationship with my stepmom. And that relationship taught me how to stand up in life, how to persevere, you know, how to do the right thing. And not necessarily always do things right. So if we take a look at, you know, the loss in my life and you fast forward to job loss after 25 years, I mean, by standing up for something I believed in, I was able to get some help from the universe to get away from that job. Because honestly, Lynette, I didn't have the courage to leave. I mean, come on, I'm a stayer. You know, I was in that relationship with that job for 25 years. My first love relationship was 17, my second 14. I'm like a little dog. You know what I'm saying? I'm just pet me on the head. I'm there like for life. But, you know, those things, as I began to look back, brought me to where I am today. You know, even... I talked about this today, and I actually talked about it yesterday. I interviewed two extraordinary women, and their platform is Gratitude. Their website's explorationgratitude.com. And I was so touched by their story, and what they've put together is just far beyond anything I've ever seen on gratitude. And, you know, I was talking with them a bit about, you know, this idea of turning disaster into dynasty, you know, turning trauma into phenomenon. And, you know, so how does this happen? Well, it happens when we change our story. That's epic. So if you're going to change your story, then decide, am I going to change my story from gloom and doom to some form of depression? Or am I going to create an epic story? Am I going to become the James Cameron of my life and become the avatar that no one has ever seen before? And those are very easy questions to answer, because once you say one to, you know, yes to one, the other one's going to fall away. So if you choose depression or you choose loneliness, then of course you're locking out the rest. But if you choose epic, an epic existence, and the word epic, for those of you that don't know, you know, it refers to a lot of different things. But here's the way I like to talk about it. It refers to episodes in the lives of us, all of us, lives of people, which reference heroic deeds, meaning that the tasks that you do in the dailiness of your life can be heroic. The smile to the gentleman that was on the corner asking you for money, that smile is epic because it's heroic. You know, these are things that we get to perform. We just not comfortable stepping into that, Lynette. That's part of it. But if I look over my life, every bit of it, including the end of a relationship in 2008, the end of my money, the end of my health completely fallen apart with a life-threatening disease. You got to ask yourself, what do you do in that moment? And there's only one thing that you could do that somebody else doesn't control, and that is choose freedom. Choose to live an epic life, or at least create a phenomenal story from your imagination of what the heck that might look like.
That is so awesome, Pat. I mean, there's so much in everything that you've said. We are going to break. And before we go, I want to make sure everyone knows they can find you at drpatlive.com. And you want to get on this woman's newsletter, and you'll get started on your path for living epic. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hold up, Selecta.
Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
ZO88 Zeolite, the natural and effective way to detox radiation, heavy metals, toxins, and pollutants from your body. High levels from Japan have reached the U.S. Remove these contaminants easily and safely by using ZO88 Zeolite pure powder form. Order now and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit zeoking.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Bottom selector.
Welcome back. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. I'm hosting Opening to Ecstasy. And today I have the fabulous Dr. Pat Basile with us today, and she's sharing how to live an epic life. And before the break, she was talking about basically how living epic is not about doing more, but about being more. And she was sharing ways to be. And you're talking about really incredibly difficult circumstances that people can get stuck in, their sad story of tragedies that happened to them, and that instead of going into the sad, depressing story and having the rest of your life be unhappy because of things that happened to you, that you choose another way, that you choose to live an epic life. Can you say more about what does that epic life look like?
Well, here's what it looks like, and it's going to be different for everyone. You know, when I was at my worst and really not feeling well, you know, an epic day for me, or an epic moment, or an epic move, was being able to open the bathroom door, you know, because there was so much pain in my body. You know, that was epic. And, you know, so this idea of stepping into epic proportions in our lives, you know, to have impressive notes of actions that go on in a day, it's going to differ for everybody. Here's the key. If yesterday you thought yourself not able to do something, and today you think yourself able to do it, that shift in mind alone is of epic proportions. I don't care what it is. I mean, whether it's write a Christmas card to somebody, or whether it's have a decent, intelligent, fun conversation with your kid, or whether it's run a mile or 2 miles, it's of epic proportion, all of it is. And so the thing that I want everyone to understand is when I talk about the epic world and epic living and what that means, it means that you're committing to a way of life that will always pull you up, will always pull you forward, will always pull you to another vibration. And here's the key, Lynette. You know, this is really one of the keys. This is one of the principles. You know, the mind principle, the law, whatever people want to call it, you know, we have a lot of language for this, but the bottom line is it's the mind. It's what you think. Everything around us is reactive to our thoughts, everything. You know, I mean, the Skype we're using now, the radio show. I mean, these things didn't materialize. They came from the mind. They came from someone's mind. And so if you hold that thought, if you hold that notion that that mind is susceptible to impression throughout our lives, many, many impressions. You know, I saw a movie the other day, and I went with a friend of mine, and it wouldn't be a movie that I would pick. The movie's name is Hugo. And now that I've seen it, it's on my top 10 to see. For those of you out there that are thinking, I don't know what kind of movie I can go to, this is a movie that you want to gonna want to go to. They say it's a family movie. They say it's for children, but it's really an adult message in it. But the point to this is that, you know, the chief characteristic, as I said, of the mind is its susceptibility to impression. So, Lynette, what it does is it receives the slightest vibration of thought and then acts upon it. So imagine how epic that is. I mean, think about that for a minute. Think about if we didn't have thought. Thought alone is an epic phenomenon. If we didn't have thought, nothing in this universe would exist that is man-made right now. Do you see?
I do. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm not just talking about all the, you know, all the baubles, all the juiciness, the Italian food we were just talking about, you know, as I'll be coming to Westerly next week. You know, we're not just, but everything, the disaster, the war, the pollution, those came from a thought. Sometimes there's an individual thought, sometimes there is a collective. No matter what you can possibly say, what we do when we think is an epic act. And so what I want to say about that is that this law is like a mirror. You know, when you draw the old images of the past forward, like when you ask me the question about my past, it's almost hard for me to recall it because I have such a different story about it. And I'm being asked about my past more and more. So, you know, I have to actually recall it. And so I don't do a really good job of talking about it in the devastating way that it happened in my life, right? So I actually have to get better at dramatizing the disaster in my life in order to...
Few people would need to say that.
I know, it's kind of interesting, you know, because a woman said to me, you just talked about four devastating events in your life and you kind of moved on. And she's right. I lost my mother at 7, my stepmother in 1992, my sister in 92, my mentor in 97, you know, and I blow by them as if I have no feeling, and that's not the case at all. But here's the thing. If you guys want to have an epic experience today, this is what I would like to invite you to contemplate for yourselves. You know, the old images of thought we have can be replaced very quickly with new ones. Just like as if, Lynette, you're in front of a mirror. You know, that mirror of mind, the old reflections or old conditions will cease to exist. This is the deal. The old ones will cease to exist and the new ones will take their place. Isn't that beautiful? Can you imagine? Do we even understand the magnificence of that act of changing one thought to the other? I dare anybody to tell me that's not epic. That you can shift a thought, a memory, that's embedded in the cells of your body and replace it with a different one. I mean, it's amazing. But here's the deal. If we only half withdraw the old image, you know, my mother used to say, I can't say it probably on radio, half blank, you know, if we only, right? If we only take half of it to create the new one, then what do you have? You have half of the old and half of the new. So the experience that we now have in today, in the moment, if I'm dragging half of the thought about my mom's death and half of a new thought, then what we have a nature of two kinds. So the second key to think about, and this is really, you know, I have a really hard line in my coaching practice on this. When people want to tell me about their past, I give them the first session for free, no charge. And I let them tell me all about their past. And then the agreement is, and I say this to them, at the end, okay, good. Now I'm not concerned about what happened yesterday in your life at all. So every day you show up, we're going to talk about what's going on with you in the present. So the idea is that we all know that everything today, everything in this moment, just this moment, is made new. What you and I talked about 5 minutes ago, what's that commercial that's out there, you know, with the 4G now, like that's 37 seconds ago. It's so true. The world is speeding up at epic proportions. When you have a commercial that's taking a picture and pasting it to Facebook and telling you that's so 37 seconds ago, what does that tell us?
Yeah, the power of life is now in this moment. That's when we make our choices. So I love what you share about that epic can just be a thought. Because someone can hear, you know, epic living and be like, well, I can't do that. I'm just an ordinary person, which we're all ordinary people, of course. And the idea of taking a thought and allowing yourself to step up to a higher thought and having that be epic living.
Oh, the whole construct of thinking is epic. I mean, where does that come from? What other being does that? Right? I mean, it's an epic phenomenon, and it's actually one of the misused epic phenomenons we have on this planet. We have such inordinate ability. So here's the invitation, right? Coming into this holiday season, let's imagine a beautiful story around this. You know, I'm not saying that my life is, I'm at the top of the game that I've ever had in terms of what my world looks like or so forth. But I know that I'm doing good things in the world. But what do I have to do? What do I invite everyone to do? Let's try something simple. What if we don't use the word epic, Lynette? And Chris, listen in, anybody else? What if we just say this? I right now, in this moment, declare that I will let go of all sense of limitation. Mm. What if we just said that?
And rest in the being that's always there that we're overlying the limits on?
Well, let's take it one step further. I challenge you to divorce yourself from any thought of any belief in lack. Divorce. You get that word? Mm. I'm not saying say goodbye to it, pat it on the shoulder, you know, talk to an invisible friend that you, you know, create some invisible friend and say, oh, I'm letting go of you. I'm saying sever, divorce any thought from any belief in lack, right? Okay, everybody out there, you ready to repudiate, meaning get rid of, set behind you, whatever the language is, any idea that you're poor, weak, sick, or unhappy? Say amen and hallelujah to that if you're agreeing with me.
Amen and hallelujah.
So you see where I'm going with this?
I do, and I'm loving it. I appreciate it so much. We're right at the break here. I want to make sure people know they can find you at drpatlive.com. And as you can tell, Pat is a wealth of information. Every time I talk to her, it's endless. I mean, no matter how long I talk to her, she has so much to share. So you want to get on her newsletter, and there's lots of free information, and you'll have access to all kinds of radio shows, and it'll be written form, spoken form, so much information. And anything that you want to touch you, to help you let go of believing in lack and be the person you came here to be. So that's drpatlive.com. Be sure you go there and get on her newsletter. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Hallelujah, amen, amen, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen, amen, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen, amen, hallelujah.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirituality, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette. Radio for your body and soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com. Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. And today we have the fabulous Dr. Pat Basile sharing with us Living Epic. So, Pat, you have a really great acronym for EPIC. I was wondering if you could share that with us today.
Well, you know, and if you know anything about me, my birthday's Sunday. I'm a Sagittarian. I have actually four planets in Sagittarius. The only thing that keeps me sane is that I have four planets in Capricorn. and so I do have an acronym for it. And, you know, EPIC is a word that stands alone. But I thought about what it meant, and I thought about, you know, in researcher's language, I thought about an operational definition of it. And what that means is, how are you going to talk with people and explain what actions would contribute to stepping in to the epic you, as I call it? That's what it is, the epic you. And so let's start with what the E stands for. And for me, this is one of the most overused and misunderstood words on the planet, and it's empowerment. And, you know, and I decided to use this word because even though it is one of the most overused words, especially in organizations, and least activated, you know, it's close to integrity. Integrity is another one, and I've operationally defined integrity in my previous research. But what I want to say about empowerment is, no matter who you talk with, even if they cringe and they roll their eyes, they have a sense of what it is. And I have a simple definition for it, maybe a little bit more aggressive. Empowerment to me, and how it occurred in my life, was revealed to me on the days that I stood up in my own power. And what do I mean by that? You know, stand up in your own power, even though you're gonna lose your job. You know, stop a guy in a grocery store from hitting his wife one more time. You know, giving a quarter to the homeless person on the corner, even though your friends think you're stupid. Having the hard conversations with a loved one that says, you know, this is really not something I want to do. I know you want me to do it, but I don't want to do it. You see, these are little things that are buried in a very big word. And that's why people get confused around it. You know, if you're coaching someone, Lynette, and you know this, and they're at a place where it's hard for them to even go into work and put a smile on, you're not going to tell them in your first coaching session, go in there and quit your darn job. You're not going to do that. You're going to say, what's going to make you feel better inside? Is it giving away your power? You know, do you know who I believe is one of the most was one of the most empowered people that I think almost ever lived? I mean, they're probably, everybody's got an idea of it. Do you know who I think that is?
I don't know, but I want to know.
Viktor Frankl.
Yes.
Viktor Frankl. Can you even imagine yourself in a concentration camp like he was? I mean, I can't. I mean, the most horrific conditions that I grew up in, they don't even come close to that. And yet this man is known for using the power of his mind bringing the word vibration to a whole new level. It's not just vibration when we're all going to church. You know what? You know how many people are going to be going to church on Christmas? Everybody's going to be getting together. You're going to go into church. Some of you, if you're Catholic, you're going to receive communion. You know, whatever you're going to do, you're going to go into church, you're going to pray, you're going to sing, you're going to do that. You know, in that setting, when everybody is plugged in to the joy, you know, to the spiritual notion, to the ritual of church or service or whatever you want to call it, go to the mosque, whatever you do, then you're all together. But now take yourself out of there. Now put yourself around the family holiday dinner table. You know, everything short of food fighting, all of the issues that come through, all of the things you may or may not want to talk about, you know, the gift that you got from your great aunt that, you know, you're just not going to wear that thing. Now imagine yourself, even in that slight situation, enjoying every moment of it. That's what Viktor Frankl did. Imagine enjoying himself, bringing joy to the forefront in a concentration camp. So when I talk about empowerment, I talk about it as an epic notion. Can you imagine what this world would be like if all of us could operate in a level of empowerment at least 20 to 30% of the time? I'm not even talking 100 times. Right? You see what I'm saying?
I do. Listen, and I've experienced those moments, and that's what keeps my life flowing as much as it does.
Well, tell me what a moment was like for you when you experienced that.
There have been so many. The one that's coming to my mind is the least glamorous, but you were talking about the family get-together, and I have a wonderful partner and wonderful son, and my son has a lot of really challenging things about him, and my partner and I have been together long enough that the honeymoon stage wore off between my partner and son, and there have been issues coming up there that are just all the things that I would most not want to deal with if I could, you know. And I was finding myself in a lot of resistance and in danger of spinning into a very unhappy, disempowered place. And I took a breath and I opened my heart and I just felt my heart expand big enough to hold both of them and the issues and everything that was being triggered and the pain and that feeling of no way to resolution, and just to hold all of it in love and to still be in a place of bliss and joy inside myself in the midst of something that was so not what I wanted to have in my home and be experiencing. Mm. And I don't know that it certainly didn't make it so that the situation was resolved, mm-hmm. but it opened a place inside of me where I can still be happy.
Mm.
And where I can still hold them in love, and love.
I know.
I'm not going to get in and be reactive to it. And I've been practicing that because I'm seeing more and more groups of people, and particularly when there's children involved, with a lot of intensity coming up. And I see these groups of children more and more having issues that are just flashing neon lights of pain and trouble that they're carrying with them and creating around them. And there's such a need for people to be able to be around that energy and open their heart wide enough to completely love and not react.
Mm.
You know, not to be abused, of course, but to be holding an open-hearted space of love and non-reaction in the face of someone pushing the buttons that you would feel like you'd do anything to not have be pushed.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Because there are more and more children that are really great button pushers.
Oh, my God. You know, really. I mean, sometimes I get to be a little child and push everybody's buttons.
Oh, not me.
That's what I'm talking about, fun time. No, but it's true. We have to, you know, I mean, we have to all kind of, you know, be in check and balance of ourselves, right? Part of this is really understanding that, you know, understanding empowerment doesn't work alone. That's why there are, you know, that's why I have the acronym. I mean, the P in EPIC to me stands for perseverance. And listen, this is the where it's boiled down in, you know, in my life. You know, what I've learned is what separates the good from the very good and the very good from the great and the great from the epic is the degree of self that they've cultivated and connected with. You see that? I'm not saying that you go do something. I'll say that again. What separates the good from the very good and the very good from the great and the great from the epic is the degree of self they've cultivated and connected with. You know, to bring epicness into your own life and to produce extraordinary results, whatever they are, you have to embody that part of you that you believe is the epic you. And, you know, for only in this place, this realm of self, right, this resides the capacity for each and every one of us to manifest the truly spectacular, epic lives we want. Right? So the question then becomes, do you sense there's a level of better or best within you? Let's start with that question. Do you, Lynette, do you sense that?
I absolutely do. We have then, 1.5 minutes till commercial.
Well, you know, then ask yourself, this question. Do you sense that there's a level of epicness in you?
I do. I'm not always living it, but I do feel it, yes.
Yes, but here's the thing that you want to really understand, though. And let's think about this. If so, how do you think your action, impact, and personal results would differ if this epic you realm was your living fact? I'm just going to hold off on that thought because I know you do have to go to break. Isn't that an interesting concept? It's kind of amazing, right? So the new income levels you'll generate, the higher quality relationships that you'll enjoy, the energy, intuitive performance, strength, everything around you, the boldness, the confidence, everything that you stand up for, that you act upon, your personal increase, pursuits will ultimately conquered. You see that? So if you're going to live that life, the epic life, you're going to have the ability to dissolve fear and projection of the power, genuine life commanding power that will drive your thoughts, your feelings, and your behavior predisposition. There you go.
Wow, enough said. That was fabulous. And even though I said enough said, we do have a few more minutes left to the show. So stay tuned. You don't want to miss a word from Dr. Pat. She is such a wealth of wisdom. We'll be right back after this quick break.
I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Welcome to Anagallis Herbs, a quirky company that believes Mother Earth gives us everything we need to heal our bodies naturally. We believe if you can't put it in your body, you shouldn't be putting it on your body. Our beautiful face creams and body salves are a treat for your skin and your soul. Our baby products are delightfully effective and non-toxic. You can find our products online at anagallis.com or call our master herbalist, 925-337-5229. Anagallis Herbs, if you can't put it in your body, you don't put it on your body.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Bonum Selecta!
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. Do you feel the greatness inside of you? Do you sense your own epic potential? Well, our guest today, Dr. Pat Basile, asks, what would your life be like if you lived from the place of the epic you? And before break, she left us to think about that. And make sure you go to her site, drpatlive.com. I think you can also find her at just at drpat.com. You want to get on her newsletter. And for those of you that feel that living epic could be is a path that you want to go, then you'll be receiving easy access to an entire world of fun and fabulous information to enlighten you and inform you on your path of the epic life through Pat's newsletter. You can find that at drpatlive.com. So Pat, I know that we don't have much time left. It goes so quickly with you, but I want to make sure people get to hear the I and the C. We got the E for empower and P for persevere. And I could ask you so many questions about each of these and all of that and talk to you and listen to you for hours and hours and hours. But since we're down to minutes, what is the I of intention?
Well, the
I
just
said it.
That is it. Well, the I is really easy. You know, this is like empowerment. This is one of the most, in the New Thought community, this is one of the most overused words on the planet. And honestly, it's one of the most powerful ones. And if we only knew the epic potential of what being mindful and setting clear intentions is all about, oh my gosh, this would be so incredible. But the I is about intention. And, you know, here's what I want to say about it really quickly. You know, there is the subjective state of our thoughts, and they are accumulated. And these subjective images of thought, they can, you know, they can cause, as long as they are permitted to remain, they can be subjective, they can be random, they can be all over the map. And you see, what I'm trying to say is that when we take that intended thought, meaning, what am I thinking about right now, and is it intentional? Is it directional? You know, let's break it down really simply. Almost everybody listening to the show has a car, right? You get in your car, and you drive your car. But imagine you had a car that was all voice controlled. And you're sitting in your car, and you turn your engine on, and it says to you, where would you like to go? And you have an option to say, I want to go to 20118 107th Ave, right? This is what the GPS works on, right? Or you could say, I would like to go to the Bronx. Now, Chris knows the Bronx. I know the Bronx. If you say you want to go to the Bronx, you will go to the Bronx. But are you going to get to the Throgs Neck Bridge? Or are you going to go get to East Tremont Avenue? Are you going to get to St. Benedict's over there, which is really where you want to go? No, you're not. And if you do get there, it'll be by some random act that happens. Intention is very simple. If you want to go to that fabulous bakery on East Tremont Avenue in the Bronx, you better have the address. The same thing with detention. You know, do you want more money in your life, Lynette?
I do.
How much? That took too long.
Okay, right now that I took need $15,000 immediately.
Okay, that's it. I mean, what I'm trying to say to you is that took too long.
Got it.
Okay?
Got it.
Your car's ready to go. So intention, carefully guard your thoughts. Because when you say, I'm stupid, or damn, I didn't mean that, or blah, 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 complaining, those are thoughts. You're setting intentions. So, you know, as Pink would say in the song Stupid Girls, when you're out there thinking you're stupid, you're actually inviting more stupidity in your life. Not for just you, but for everybody around you that you use that term. So that's it, simply put. You want to go to the Bronx, you want to go to East Tremont, you want to go there and get that Italian roll with butter, then the bottom line is you better have the address. The last thing is consciousness. And this one requires a greater definition. You know, there are many, many things that we could say about consciousness. I'm going to use the G word right now, and that's God. You know, life is thoroughly comprehensively interested in you. Yeah, you, all of us. In fact, life, God, created you and me, depending upon what you think about, out of himself in the first place, right? Gave us qualities, faculties, imagination, reason, faith, big faith, right? Which means the capacity to discern, to choose, believe, to see beyond the external world, right? To see the cause of things. This is what the G-man did. Now, if you don't believe in the G-man, then maybe you believe in the goddess. Maybe you believe in something else. It doesn't matter. Whatever that is, that higher source endowed each of us with the power to choose, the power to decide, the power to act. So the level to which we embody, imbue, believe, and espouse our conviction around this power, that's the degree to which we will live an epic life. If you believe that faith is something that only is given to the few, only the few will get it. If you believe that others are incarnated with qualities of energy and vitality and peace, joy, capability, happiness, blah, 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 all of those things, and you're not, then that's exactly what will happen. So you've got to move the consciousness up and become more in line with that source, God, Allah, whatever that means to you, opened up and provided just with. Because this is not a world of inequalities. You know, it didn't give it to one of us and not the other. You know, it didn't give us to, you know, the guy that created Facebook and not you or me or Chris. We all have it. So this energy, this force created us, animated us, empowered us, sustained us, continues us. And our job, it's waiting for us to catch up. It's waiting for us to catch up. That's consciousness. That is being aware of that innate power quality, that lack of separation we have with our God, our spirit, whatever that is. And, you know, as we come into the holidays, each of us is going to be, you know, acutely aware of this energy. All I'm inviting everybody to do is don't forget it. When you walk out of that church after Mass or whatever it is you're going to be doing, when you walk out of there, don't forget that experience. So that's consciousness in a nutshell.
That was so beautiful, Pat. I mean, my heart is just flowing love and gratitude for you. I just so appreciate you being on the show, and I love talking with you. I love having you on the planet. I love the work that you do. Please be sure to go to drpat.com or drpatlive.com. Get on her newsletter and just continue to give yourself the blessing of listening to Pat and learning from her. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, it's a pleasure and it's an honor. And I want to thank you for doing all you do. And I want to thank Chris and WBOQ and a whole team of people and all the listeners in Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York that has made this one of the most precious experiences in my life. Thank you all.
That was Chris. All right, and thank you. And next week on Opening to Ecstasy, Catherine Woodward Thomas, the best-selling author of Calling in the One, will join us to share conscious uncoupling. Each of us are likely to experience at least two major breakups in our lifetime. I'm way past that myself. Yet, we haven't been taught how to end relationships in a healthy way. So if you'd like to learn how to heal the three breakup mistakes and eliminate 98% of all breakup pain, tune in next week to Opening to Ecstasy. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. I'm here because of you, and I know you're here because of me and because of Pat. Thank you for listening. Many blessings on your path, and I'll meet you here again next week.
Listening to Opening to Ecstasy live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for more of Opening to Ecstasy live with Lynette. Contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707.